Blog Talk Radio.
There's a battle to win. Nations have dropped from 16 to 12 to 8. Now it's down to the championship four at Homestead Miami Speedway. The stage is set. The stakes are high. The glory will live forever. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400. November 22nd. Go to homesteadmiamispeedway.com for tickets. Only one will rise.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Monday night. And if it's Monday night, you know it's Rowdy Mag Light Racing. And I got my catch can man from Chi-Town, Mark. Hey, Mark, how you doing tonight?
Rowdy, I'm doing real good. I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I'm excited.
Well, hey, from what I hear, all the good things coming out of Five Flags, there's a good reason to be excited, Mark.
Yeah, Rowdy, it's one of those races that as you're leaving and heading home afterwards, you're just already thinking about it the next year and how good it's going to be. And even if it's a 12-plus hour ride, it gives you a lot of time to think about it and how much fun you had.
Well, for me, Mark, it's going to be, I think it's right at a five-hour drive, so I'm a little luckier this time.
That still gives you plenty of time to think about it, Rowdy.
it'll take about that long to unwind from the time we wound all the way around to 300. Actually, it'll be 400 laps, won't it, on Sunday?
No, Sunday's 300, and Saturday night's the Snowflake 100. So we have 400 laps over the 2 days, plus between the last chance races for the Snowflake and the Snowball and a 50-lap truck race. So we've got a full schedule of racing to see that weekend.
Well, everybody, if you hadn't heard, you didn't hear who was going to be our special guest tonight, it's Tim Bryant, general manager and promoter, if I'm not mistaken, Mark, of Five Flags Speedway down in Pensacola, Florida. They're getting ready for the Snowball Derby, and that's December the 1st through the 4th.
It is, Rowdy, and it's the week after Thanksgiving. That's the easiest way to remember it. You get the turkey up the Thursday before and the Thursday after you're at the racetrack checking out the race cars and the final big race of the year for everybody. So it's a biggie. It has been for years, and I don't know how he keeps getting it bigger, but he does.
Well, Mark, you know, it's really not going to have that much time left. I mean, we're going from one to another to another. There's not going to be that big of a layover the time you put qualifying or testing in down in Daytona on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. That gives you a little bit more. And
it does, Rowdy, and that was the exciting news we got last week was the ARCA released their schedule, and there were a couple surprises, at least for you and I, at least, it looked like a good schedule, though.
Well, you know, I think so, too. They on the shakeup of the schedule, we lost Berlin, but we picked back up Elkton Speedway in Elkton, Minnesota. So, Mark, have you been to Elkton Speedway?
I've not been to Elko. That's one of my tracks that I'd like to get to. I've heard nothing but praise about the place. It's a great facility. I've seen video, and I'd like to get up there. I'll probably be making the ride, and you know, if things happen, we'll get you up to the Great North with us. So, looking forward to it. Really looking forward to Road America. That's a doubleheader weekend, and they're with the Nationwide Series that day. So, that's going to be a fun day at Road America.
Now you give up Jersey for Road America, and they put that in between the two dirt races. They put actually on the 8/20 of August. They're at Illinois State Fair, and then they go to Road America on the 27th, and then on 9/4 they're back at DeCoin, back in dirt. So they got a week off the dirt in on a road course. That's a big difference, isn't it?
It is, and if I'm not mistaken, didn't they go Springfield and DeCoin back-to-back this past season?
They sure did. Springfield was the day race, and DeCoin was the night race the following week.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, well, whatever the schedule is, we're going to get to as many races as we can. I plan on it, at least. I know Rowdy is, so... we're going to work it out somehow, and we're going to keep everybody informed of what's going on out there.
We're going to have them covered, aren't we, Mark? Somehow, some way, we're going to get some coverage.
We are. We've got a year under our belt. We've got a little experience. We're going to take that and hopefully not mess things up and move forward and make it even better for everybody out there to listen to us.
Well, the buzz right now, and ARCA is the banquet. They want to get the banquet over, so I think the banquet's the finishing hurrah for ARCA, and then they focus back in on 2017. I'm looking forward to it, Mark. I mean, February the 18th is going to be on us before we know it.
Well, you know, right now we've got those television races on the weekend to kind of satisfy that racing itch that everybody's got this time of year, but the 2 weeks between Thanksgiving and the last race at Homestead and the Snowball Derby, I go a little nuts. If it weren't for Thanksgiving, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, that and the reruns of what I copied, my DVRs
yep.
of my races from. That's what gets me through. I've already been watching on them already. Our second guest, Mark's going to be Tracy Elrod, and Tracy is one heck of a Tony Stewart fan. I've known her for, Tracy and I go back about 5 years, and I think she's just as in love with Tony today as she was 5 years ago, if not more.
Well, I know Tony's got some really, really hardcore fans out there, and she must be one of those, and looking forward to hearing her experiences, and kind of envious we don't get to be at the races with her the next week, huh?
Man, I'm telling you, Mark, that's going to be a great weekend. I mean, we're here. It's here, and I hate Tony's not in the chase, but she will be able to see his final race at Homestead, and I'm sure that's not going to be the end of Tony in NASCAR.
Oh, it's not. He's a team owner, and he's very involved in, you know, a lot of things going on in the sport. But for those of us who like to go to the short track races, excuse me, we'll be able to see him driving sprint cars, I think, quite a bit this next summer. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him on the track one way or another.
Well, me too. I mean, you're going to probably be more likely to catch him at a local track, a smaller track than a big track, I would think, wouldn't you, Mark? Because, I mean, he's a down-to-earth grassroots racer. He likes it simple and easy.
Very much so, Rowdy, and I think he's looking forward to kind of a Kenny Schrader existence where you just go out and you race and, you know, maybe they pay attention, maybe they don't, but who cares type of situation. You're just out there having fun and enjoying yourself and doing what you truly love, and he's lucky to be able to do that.
He sure is. So we got Tim Bryant calling in here in a few minutes. You know, Mark, I was kind of hoping we'd have 21 races on the schedule, but I'm like you. It's not to say that this is not etched in stone and there can't be one slipped in there between the 2nd of eight, the 18th of February and the 4th of April. That's a stretch in between races right there.
It is, Rowdy. And it makes Nashville that much more special, I guess, when we finally get there. But, yeah, to have another event in between those two, I don't know if it's a necessity, but I'm sure it would help balance out the schedule. And a 21-race schedule is very doable for that, for those teams.
Yeah, it is, Mark, it is. You know, maybe the fire kind of knocked maybe they're just trying to regroup and get the building back together and everybody get back together in 2017. It's going to be a great year. You know, with the composite body, more and more people have moved to composite body. Elmore's caught on. Their new ones are being bought, and old ones are being sold, and that's what's going to bring everybody up to date. When these upper teams start selling off some of their older equipment, Mark, that's going to help the guys on down at the end of the totem pole move up a little bit on us.
We got Tim on?
I've got a 504 number here, so I'm going to bring Tim in and then welcome him in and let you take over, okay?
All right, Rowdy. Thank you.
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome Tim Bryant, general manager and promoter of Five Flags Speedway and the Snowball Derby coming up the 1st through the 4th of December. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, good evening, Rowdy. Good to be on with you.
Hey, great to have you on, Tim. I've heard over the years so much great talk about the Snowball Derby. And Mark, I met at Nashville. When Mark says if his wife only let him go to one race a year and he would pick Five Flags, that has to be an honor for Five Flags, sir.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, there's, as you guys know, there's some great short track racing around this country. And when it comes to marquee events, there are many. And, of course, Nashville is one of them. And, you know, we got to take in Winchester, the 400 this year for the first time. And that was just an awesome event. And, of course, the list goes on with the Oxford 250 and, you know, the races they have at Berlin and Kalamazoo and out on the West Coast. And, you know, we feel very fortunate that people like to migrate to the Panhandle of Florida the first weekend of December to attend our event.
Well, it is about the biggest short track event there is, Tim, and I look forward to it every year. And it's true. If my wife gave me one weekend only, that would be it. I'd be going to the Derby every year, and I am anyway. So I look forward to being there in a couple of weeks, and hopefully the weather holds out for us, and then we have a really, really good racing weekend.
Well, we've had a really nice fall here, and, you know, as you say, Mark, you know, we hope it hangs with us. We're certainly anticipating good weather, but at the same time, we play the cards that are dealt us. So, you know, we'll see what it brings. I've, over my lifetime, been to a lot of snowball derbies long before we had, you know, took over operation of the racetrack. And I can remember being so cold that, you know, it was Tuesday before I could feel my feet. But, you know, we hadn't had that in recent years, and just here in the past few weeks on the Florida Panhandle, it's been in the 70s and 80s during the day. So we're hoping that'll hang with us.
Well, it's got to be better than me. I'm up in the upper Midwest, so I always look forward to my little trip down to Pensacola and the Derby and enjoying some nice weather. It's always warmer than it is up here, so I always appreciate it.
Well, I tell you, the other side is things are shaping up for this year's race. We've got a stellar entry list, and you know, some days I come to work and ask myself, you know, what it is about this event that makes guys want to come. But you know, our entry list is pushing 70 on the super late models, and on the pro late models, as we call them in the South, the crate cars, if you would. You know, we're around 60 entries on that, and remember, we're starting 36 cars in those two races, so going to be a mad scramble to make the show.
Oh, it always is, Tim. The those last chance races are not to be missed. They are full of excitement and pressure, and I think the crowd feels it as much as the drivers sometimes.
Yeah, it's definitely starts. Of course, our racing program starts on Thursday night. We run a couple of our local divisions after a full day of late model practice on Thursday, and then on Friday, you know, everything everything you know ramps up in terms of intensity. At 6 p.m., we do pole position qualifying for Sunday's Snowball Derby, and you know, there again, we're going to have near 70 cars, and we lock in the fastest 30. So. That is an atmosphere that's almost indescribable with the you know with the anticipation for that 6 p.m. first engine to fire and the guys you know go out to take their two timed laps. It's high pressure at its best.
As a fan, I don't think there's many things more enjoyable, say with the exception of the race, is qualifying Friday night and. Those top 30 and the pressure on pit lane, you can cut it with a knife, it's so thick.
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, I've talked to some guys who, you know, have won races just here in 2016 and won big late model races. And, you know, I know they're coming to win the race, but, you know, almost all of them will always follow that up with, well, first I have to make it.
Yeah, very, very much so. It is the toughest short track race to make for the year. I think for a lot of people, it's just one of the toughest short track races to make, period, Tim. And you mentioned Winchester and Nashville and all those others. And I've been able to attend most of those races. And the Derby is another level. And thanks to you and your family and staff, it's just a tremendous time that, you know, you look forward to from one year to the next. And once you go, that's it. You're hooked. You have to go back. That's the only problem. You have to go back.
Well, I mean, we take great pride in the retention that we've had off of fans that have been coming for years, and you know, we got a large staff of people for this event that works extremely hard on race weekend, and we got a small handful of us that you know basically work year round, you know, orchestrating what goes into to putting this event on. So we take a lot of pride. In it, and you know, we listen to any suggestions in the form of improvements that we might could make, and implement a lot of them. And you know, we'd like to think that each year we make the event just a little better than the year before.
Well, I when you're at other events, I don't think you're there just to watch the event. You're getting ideas for your own show, and that's the best thing. There are promoters like yourself and say Tony Formosa. Who are willing to share and willing to help each other out a little bit just to make the racing better. And I give a, you know, there's a big up for you guys for that.
Well, I appreciate that. I do believe that. I believe in strength in numbers. And, of course, you know, we're involved with the Southern Super Series, you know, the Super Late Model Touring deal in the South, and you know we visit a few other racetracks throughout the year you know it's always good to work with other promoters and you know there's just no winners in a fight amongst track operators especially in today's time. I mean you know we work hard with a lot of organizations. I mean you know from coast to coast. I'm talking from SRL to ACT and Midwest Tour and CRA Cars Tour. You know, the Pro All-Star Series, all great series, and although our rules aren't identical for the most part, they're pretty doggone close, and a guy can go anywhere and race, and we like it that way.
Well, you've been able to see that the past few years, that, you know, some guys have actually traveled from the Northeast or from the Midwest, from where I'm at, and the Southern Super Series was a needed addition in the South, especially the Deep South. You really had no presence down there, and it was great of you to be able to come forward and run that series. I've been to a few of your events, and they're as good as any stock car race I've been to anywhere. So, you know, more power to you guys. Keep it up.
Well, we want to keep the ball rolling, and you know, I think in recent years, why super late model racing has kind of become known as the stepping stone to the next level. As you know, we've had guys like Chase Elliott and Eric Jones and John Hunter Nemechek who've you know won big super late model races all over the country, and then moved to the NASCAR ranks. But you know. You know, the other part of the equation for us is seeing these diehard short track guys. You know, your Augie Grills and your Bubba Pollards and you know, Cassius Clark has entered the Snowball Derby. We couldn't be more excited about that. Travis Braden, fresh off the Winchester 400 win, you know, coming to the Snowball and actually has entered in the Allen Turner Snowflake 100 the night before the Derby event. And I mean, these guys are just great short trackers, you know. And so, you know, that's what keeps short track racing alive. In our opinion, you've got a lot of young guys, and it's great to see new talent come in. But a lot of these guys are here today and gone tomorrow. And you know, we want to create some legends. I mean, I'm an old school short track fan, if you would. I remember the
as am
the
I, Tim. As am I, and I understand exactly what you're talking about. It's the super late model is no longer your regular Saturday night, Friday night event. It's come down to being special events, and the bigger and the more special they are. The Derby just has that history of really good competitive racing, not a lot of wrecks, not a lot of yellows. When you have competitive competition yellows at your race, that just shows the quality of racing you have when you can go that long without a yellow flag.
You know what, and we saw that a lot on our races, even with the Southern Super Series. We've had to utilize that competition yellow, which is 75 consecutive laps, and you hit the nail on the head. It's I mean, the talent is so much better, and of course the cars are better in terms of grip levels these days. So but at the same time, you know, say what you might, it's not follow the guy in front of you. There's some slicing and dicing going on throughout the pack. These guys just do it. And of course, you know, we know how expensive these cars are nowadays. I think the guys respect the equipment maybe a little bit more than they once did.
Well, that's true too. It's just, well, any type of racing is so expensive, and I think that respect went away for a while, but now that the way things are, it seems to be making its way back, and it's made for better racing.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you're still going to have a few guys that you know, think the only way around is with using the front bumper, and you know, I think just about every organization nowadays you know, has implemented some type of penalty system, you know, for that type of racing. We want to see good, clean racing, and hey, look, there's nothing wrong with a little rubbing. We're going to see plenty of that on Snowball Derby Sunday, I promise you. We're going to see black donuts on the side of a lot of race cars, but you know, when a guy goes down and just takes somebody out, why? You know, in today's world, that could be a $75,000 to $100,000 crash. So guys don't do that like they used to.
No, it's not like the upper levels of racing where you've got multiple cars and multiple team members to repair those cars. The majority of the time, the driver himself is involved with rebuilding that car. So it's an expensive proposition, no matter how you look at it. There's the old saying, you know, how to make a small fortune in racing is to start with a large one. So,
yeah, well, you know, if you really go to analyzing it, and we try not to, but you know, there's nothing about a race like the Snowball Derby that makes any economic sense. I mean, we have a lot of driver development deals coming in, and guys are paying, you know, maybe twice of what the winner's purse is, you know, for the opportunity to race in this event, and you know, that's just kind of where evolution has put us, and I don't particularly, you know, like that, but you know, I don't know exactly what to do to change it. What guys are doing, more importantly than the prize money they win, is seeking an opportunity to be noticed and you know, maybe have that chance to go to the next level. You know, case in point was the year that Eric Jones won his first event here, and he battled wheel to wheel with Kyle Busch for many laps in the closing laps of the race, and you know, certainly got Kyle's attention, and you know, the very next year he had a contract with KBM. So you know, that's what a lot of guys are thinking when they come through the gate here. And hey, you know, it happens. It's we've witnessed it. So you know, it's the real thing.
It is a Snowball Derby win means an awful lot in anybody's resume, and for their, you know, that's probably the biggest win of their careers. Unless you say maybe get to the upper, but even on the upper levels, you hear these guys talk about, you know, that being one of their greatest accomplishments and memories. So the Derby is very special, from the drivers to the fans. I'm sure to your family, and bless you for keep doing it every year. I don't know what I'd do the week after Thanksgiving if you guys didn't have the Derby, Tim.
Well, I mean, we've just been amazed at the folks. And by the way, Mark, this is the 49th running of the Snowball Derby, and, you know, we're already looking forward to the 50th. And, you know, we've actually had a handful of fans who have been to every single event. And that's just monumental. And we hope we can get recognition. We're going to make some efforts to try to find those folks and give them some recognition at the 2017 Snowball, because that's just phenomenal. But you're right. I mean, back to your point is a lot of people just kind of plan the first weekend of December. It's Pensacola time, and you know, we're grateful for that.
It is. It's been quite a few years since I've been to my first one, and I've been to consecutive ones since 2010. I haven't missed one, so. That's going to go on. And like I said earlier, once you go, you just can't help yourself. You have to go back. It's that special. It's just that special and that much fun. And if you're a racing fan, it's the coup de grace.
You know, one of the things I might mention, Mark, for some of your listeners that may want to just get a little sample of what racing here at Pensacola is like, this Saturday. Actually, this is a big week for us.
The preview is this weekend.
Yeah, and it starts actually on Thursday night, where we're conducting our Miss Snowball Derby pageant downtown Pensacola. And we got a stellar list of entries for that, and we're going to have a lot of fun on that Thursday night. And by the way, that's going to be broadcast live on a stream with speed51.com on 51 TV. And then from 4 to 7 on Saturday afternoon, they're going to be showing some of our Snowball Derby previews you mentioned here at Five Flags. We'll have seven divisions practicing out here Friday. It's the only known to us anyway practice session that pays money. We're paying cash for the fastest lap in each and every division. So we'll be witnessing all of that. That's all going to happen from 4 to 7 on Saturday. And folks, again, can tune in on speed51.com at no charge.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's nothing better to whet your appetite for the Derby than seeing a little pre-Derby activity. So, it sounds like a lot of fun, from the Miss Snowball Derby pageant to the preview and everything else. The city of Pensacola seems to have really accepted this race, unlike some places. Is that make it that much more special for you guys to be able to work with the city like that?
It makes it very special. It took a few years, but our community has really embraced the event, and you know, we have a lot of fans right here in the Pensacola area that attend one race a year, and it's turned into what we refer to as the Snowball Derby experience. We'll have a parking lot full of RVers, and there'll be campfires at night, and of course we kick everything off on Wednesday night here at the Speedway with our green flag party. We have our qualifying order drawdown, where we introduce all the drivers in both the pro late model and the super late model event, and bring them up on stage, and they'll draw for their qualifying order in their respective races. We'll have live entertainment that night. It's another event that's free of charge. And then, of course, everything gets kicked off on Thursday. On-track activities gets kicked off again with practice on Thursday. We run our Bomber and Sportsman Division events on Thursday night. On Friday, after the pole position qualifying is at 6, we come back with open wheel modifieds and our super stock version of the Snowball Derby. We try to make all of our local divisions feel a big part of the event. And then, of course, on Saturday, we've added the Pro Truck division in, but we'll do qualifying for the Snowflake, which runs at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And in between those all exciting, as you mentioned, the last chance races for both the Snowflake and the Snowball. And, of course, everything leads up to Sunday's 2 p.m. start for the Snowball Derby, 300 laps.
Wow, it takes my breath away just listening to it. I'm sure it's yours, is just explaining all of that, Tim.
Well, it is
Saturday is just a racing-filled day. It's from the time you get there, the time you leave that night, there's something on the track going on almost all the time.
Yeah, it's probably the best ticket in motorsports, we think, but it certainly sets the stage for the Snowflake 100 on Saturday night is a very exciting race. There'll be some of the drivers that'll do double duty. Of course, last year's winner was John Hunter Nemechek, and you know, we've got a handful of drivers running both events, but you know, a lot of young talent will be in that race on Saturday night, and it's 100 laps. I mean, it's flat out from the drop of the green. And then, of course, you know, Sunday's race a little different in nature with 300 laps. There are live pit stops in this race. It's the only race we run, you know, probably one of the few that runs in the country with live pit stops. And, you know, that's a whole topic of discussion among short track racers. But, you know, we've opted to keep the live pit stops in the Snowball Derby because the fans enjoy it so much.
Well, that is a big discussion. The pit rules for Nashville and the Dixieland 250 worked really well. I can see where, you know, it helps, say, with the expense a little bit, but the Derby is the Derby. And I think the people expect those live pit stops, and it really does add to the flavor of the event.
Well, I mean, we think so, and I won't say that's the way it's going to be forever. The competition cautions, I believe is what they called them, at Nashville did work really well, and we're looking at possibly doing some of that in our Southern Super Series events next year. It's a nice format, and it eliminates the need for hired pit crews, per se. I really miss the days when we did live pit stops with the guys that got to work on the cars all week long in the shops and you know, the ragtag crews, if you would, because it really made those guys feel a part of the overall you know, race by being able to do those pit stops. But, you know, again, evolution kind of stepped in, and somebody found out that you could hire a guy that does it for a living and enhance your chances to win the race. So now one guy did it, and then, you know, there was a few more followers, and now everybody's doing it. So, you know, that's an expense short track race and does not need. You know, we're racking our brain trying to figure out a way to make it go away. At the same time, we want to give the fans what they want in terms of live pit stops.
Well, that's been an ongoing discussion for years, Tim, is, you know, the rules and what's going to make it less expensive and will it make it more expensive, and back and forth between all that. And I think for the most part, with the ABC bodies and the engine rules that you have now, and good technical inspection, I think it's a very level playing field.
Well, we take all that very seriously, and you know, I think that is kind of testament as to why the racing is so competitive. And by the way, on Snowball Derby Sunday, there won't be two or three guys that, of course, there'll be some favorites, don't get me wrong, but you're going to see some guys that are starting 25th and 28th in the field that are legitimate contenders for the win. And you know, it's every car is a good car, and for some of the guys that actually make the race, their victory will come Friday night when they qualify for the race.
Oh, that very much so. Every year you go, I see drivers that I've watched win races and, you know, multiple races in a season, not even be able to make the Derby. So that's just a testament to the competitiveness and the playing field that you're giving them. It is just a tough race to get into.
Well, it's that's kind of what made it what it was, and or what it is, and you know, we're fighting hard and trying to preserve the tradition of the Snowball Derby that's been going since 1968, and at the same time trying to be, you know, progressive enough in our thinking that we can change with the times and modify the event. And of course, it's been modified numerous times over the years, but we're sitting on a pretty good set of rules package and our procedures for the race. The only thing we can look forward to is a pretty exciting race this year. We almost feel like that's a guarantee.
Well, Tim, you got to be doing something right with it being the 49th running of the Snowball Derby. And to me, I've had more people go, do you realize that that's the mini Talladega that's going to go on down there? And I'm like, well, I hope so, because I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it, Tim.
Well, I tell you, we look forward to having you guys, of course, and we don't take credit for starting a Snowball Derby. The Bryant family took over Five Flag Speedway in 2004, and again, the first Snowball Derby was held in 1968. Tom Dawson, who was a transplanted Ohio native, came to Florida, bought the racetrack, and needed a year-end event to finish his season. And, that's where the Snowball Derby was born. People want to know where the name come from. He actually stole it off of a snowmobile group that had formed in Ohio before he left. And but now it's come a long way and, created a lot of legendary stories along the way. And, of course, there's many more to come.
Well, I'm looking forward to many more to come, too. I'm excited as heck for this year. I just can't imagine what you're going to have for next year in the 50th anniversary. It'll be my 50th anniversary of being involved in racing in one form or another, too, Tim. So it'll be an exciting time for me, and I'm really looking forward to it, as is this year. It's the best race you can go to.
Well, certainly I appreciate that, Mark, and not to get ahead of ourselves, but we're already anticipating a lot of things for the 50th anniversary, and we'll be unveiling the logo here in a couple of weeks for the 50th, and our pace car for 2017 is in the graphic shop right now, and it'll be adorned with the 50th anniversary Snowball Derby logo. We'll have that on display in our fan zone for people to come, and we're gonna have a lot of vendors. We have a lot of fun here besides the race, and it's just a fun experience to be in. We're gonna have a lot of vendors in our fan zone. We're gonna have a big screen TV or a jumbotron in the fan zone, if you would.
Right.
And, 9 foot by 16 foot screen. By the way, on Saturday, December 3rd, we're going to be showing some football up there during the day in between races. So a lot of folks
That's
always crowd around that, and we'll be showing the Speed 51 live stream on that screen as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we just genuinely look forward to hosting people from all over the country here to Pensacola for that weekend.
Well, Tim, I'm looking forward to being there in a couple of weeks, and if we get a chance and you're standing still long enough, I'll stop by and say hello. But you and your staff make it look effortless, and it's not, but you really do make it look that way. So kudos to you all. It'll be a great, great time, and I'm looking, like I said, if we can catch you and you're standing still long enough, we'll say hello.
Oh, I promise you, if you have to tackle me, I want to meet you guys, and we'll talk some short track racing. We'll always make time for that.
Well,
thank you,
Tim. We appreciate it. We appreciate your time being on the show tonight and all the great information we got. Couldn't have been a better evening. It's always great to be able to talk racing with somebody who knows so much about it.
Well, it was my pleasure, guys. Appreciate you having us on, and again, we'll look forward to seeing you the first weekend of December.
Well, we'll be there.
Looking forward to it, Tim. Thanks for stopping in tonight.
You there, Rowdy?
I'm here. How are you? I'm hanging on here.
Oh, you're going to the Derby right now.
Man, I'm telling you. Makes you want to get in the car and take off, don't it?
It does. Josie's sitting there waiting in the garage. That's her next trip, and she's just chomping at the bit to go.
Well, these small track promoters, they're enthusiastic. They know how to sell a track. Tim does a great job.
He does. Rowdy, you just won't believe. I remember how impressed you were with Nashville and well, you should have been, and you will be very impressed with what they put on at the Snowball Derby at Five Flags in Pensacola. It's a first-class event, a first-class show.
Well, I want to thank Tim Bryant for coming on and spending some time with us. And, Mark, all you had to do is just throw a slow pitcher up there, and he'd knock it out of the park each time, didn't he?
He did. He was he's an old racer himself. He's been around the block more than once. His Southern Super Series was a much-needed series down in the Deep South. He had no presence down there, and he was able to make a presence, and a very good presence at that. So, yeah, he's multitasking a lot of different things. And the Derby, I'm sure, is their first priority right now. I'm surprised he gave us as long as he did tonight on the phone. I'm sure he's doing something now compared for the show in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, great from me beyond. Just really great.
Yeah, I appreciate him stopping by. I mean, we're really been fortunate enough to have some great guests. And, Mark, I got another great guest on here. She's holding on now. I would say she's real. I don't know how you
describe her. She's a hardcore Tony Stewart fan.
That's it. Just a hardcore Tony Stewart fan. Hey, Tracy, are you online there, dear?
I am.
We're lucky enough tonight to have Tracy Elrod from the Big ATL headed down to Homestead this coming weekend to see the last hurrah for Tony Stewart.
That's right. It can't go out without me being there.
Well, Tracy,
well,
you know,
I'm envious and jealous. I'd love to be there with you and being able to see the race.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it.
Tracy, you knew this day was coming sooner or later. You know, I think it's going to really make Tony a better person than I'll, and probably more pleasurable to be around at the track, wouldn't you say?
I say he's doing this just to spend more quality time with me.
I agree with it.
Going left to have any time for me.
No, he didn't. All he could do is take his hand out the window and wave.
That's it. Now
Tracy,
he might be able to shake my hand.
What's one of the craziest things you've done at one of his autograph sessions? I mean, I know you get to go to a lot of his autograph sessions. He does a lot at Bass Pro Shop. Kind of, what would probably be one of your craziest stunts you pull?
Well, I go every time with the wedding veil on and I propose to him. But the last time that I went, I took a fishing pole and I, like, casted it out to him and told him I was there to hook him. And had a little fish on the end of it, and he told me he needed more on the end of it. He needed more like a double cheeseburger. So, but I literally have people who show up to the autograph signings just to see what I'm going to do.
Well, I mean, it's always an experience when you show up.
Oh, for sure. Even for me, it's an experience.
Well,
so go ahead, Mark.
I was just curious what her post-race plans were after Tony's. Are you going to go and follow him on all the sprint car circuits?
You know, I've put a lot of thought into it. I'm really never gotten into that, but just to be a true fan that I am, I'm thinking about picking it up. Because I've really enjoyed the traveling that I've done this year. I have actually went to about 15 or 16 races this year.
Wow.
And I've done them all of them by myself. I've decided, like, at the last minute, I went to Michigan. I drove 13 hours there just for the moment. And then I went to Dover. I did that, like, I mean, I decided on Thursday night, got up Friday morning, and took off. Those were the two longest trips of my life, though.
Well,
Rowdy
and I have done a few long-distance trips in our day, so, yeah, we know about those long-distance race trips. They're worth it, aren't they?
They are. I got one coming up this weekend. I cannot wait to go on. That's going to be an experience.
Well, like I said, I meant because I wish I could be at the races too. But not all of us can make it. So you have a great time. And we're going to have you back on so you can tell us about your exploits this weekend.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Well, Tracy,
is that all right with you, Rowdy?
Hey, we had already talked about that, so she can come back on the following Monday if you feel like talking Monday when you get in. Same time, Tracy, if you like. But you
know
you're
it just depends on if I have a voice or not.
I know.
I never have a voice when I come back.
So are
well,
you going
if
by
we can't
yourself,
get
Tracy?
Next week, we'll get to the week after if we can.
Okay, well, I'd love to, but if with all my might, I'll be on Monday, though, if I can talk. I would love to be.
Okay, but have you got anybody going with you by yourself?
Well, I have a girlfriend that hadn't 100% told me yes or no, but me,
you're going by
I don't
yourself,
worry about
Tracy.
Nobody else. I'm going by myself. I cannot wait on nobody else to tell me yes or no, so yes, I'll be by myself.
I don't blame you because that's usually when I head towards Daytona, and when Daytona's over, everybody's like, man, I'm going Daytona with you next year. Man, I'm going Daytona with you. And then by the time January, you don't even see them the whole month of January because they don't want to come around and they don't want you to mention it to them. So you don't see them in January, the first week of February.
That's why I started going by myself. That way I don't have to worry about somebody needing to use the restroom or being thirsty. I can just go.
Well, I tell you, I went down there 2011. You'll have a great time. Actually, they called today and offered me a ticket package to Homestead. So they still have tickets available for Sunday's race.
Wow.
I find that kind of hard to believe, too. You know, last year they sold out pretty quick.
I'm surprised at that sold out, too, Rowdy. That's surprising.
Yeah, well, they called probably about 4:15 to 4 today and said they still had tickets for sale for Sunday's race.
Oh.
Wow. Well, normally I don't even buy tickets. I just
show
up.
We know how that works, Tracy.
I know, Rowdy. If anybody knows, you know.
We know how that works. It's always good to see you crack.
That's the best way to go.
We didn't hook up at Talladega. What happened?
I don't know. Because you
got
too big for me.
We didn't see each other.
We did see each other in Talladega.
My game was a little off on Talladega weekend.
But I did see you in Talladega. I seen you and your grandson.
That's right. You took the picture. Yeah, we only had
I cannot even believe. Look at there. You done forgot. My feelings are crushed.
It's called senility. You can't blame him. He's gotten old.
Okay, I'll let you get away with it this time.
Well, I did say
I can only say that because I have the same problem, Tracy.
You said I was going to have the
same
problem?
Tracy, sooner or later you will. I just hang on.
Yeah, you gotta let the same time take its toll.
I'm not going to hear that right now because I will be 40 this year, and that's old.
No, baby, that's not old yet. You just keep hanging out.
Yourself.
I hate to see the 4-0 coming.
I hated to see the 6-0, so hang in there, kiddo.
I will. I can't wait to talk to y'all next week.
All righty.
I might be Tracy Stewart instead of Tracy Elrod.
Hey, I hope so.
Well, you
hey, and make him, yeah, make him move
and we
to Mick County and we can be neighbors.
Remember us and invite us.
I would, you know you'd be the top ones on my list.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so, Tracy.
Don't forget
where
hey,
I listen, you have a you have a safe trip, and, you know, post anything you want on my page all weekend. Inform us, let us know what's happening.
Well, you'll be, like, thinking you were there.
That's what we
That's
want to
what
hear.
I want. That's what I want.
I can't wait.
All right, Tracy, thanks for calling in tonight, and good luck. I hope your man wins.
Safe travels.
Me too. Thank you. Go Stewart.
Okay. I'll go with you. Go 14.
That's right. Go 14. Y'all have a good night. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you,
Thanks
Tracy.
Thanks for calling in, Tracy.
All right, you're welcome, darling. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's
hey,
guest number two. It's back
to us
again, Byron.
Another interesting show and another interesting Monday evening. What more can we do?
Well, you know, we're down to Homestead now, Mark. I'd say everything's over, but no, we got the Snowball Derby next week.
Well, that's 2 weeks. 2 weeks from this weekend is the Derby. We got to get Thanksgiving out of the way. And I'm as bad as you. I want to just forget about Thanksgiving. And if it wasn't so good to eat, we could just do away with it. But it's a pretty good fun day to be with the family. So we better keep it.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
It'll just make our taste for the Derby that much bigger and better.
Well, I said earlier, I've had several people going, "Hey, Rowdy, that's mini Talladega down there. You got to come by." They've already told me where they're camping at. So, you know, anytime, it's got to be great when they're, he said the key word, campfire.
The campfires are going, the music's playing, people are in, you know, the happy mode. It's just a great gathering, Rowdy. It is a mini Talladega in many ways.
Well, the weather should be good. I mean, we've been rocking on some great weather, Mark, and I imagine what Pensacola, how their weather in Pensacola down in the Panhandle has been in the last month. I just imagine it's been absolutely gorgeous.
I'm hoping
gorgeous.
It continues on, Rowdy. I've been there when I froze my butt off, and I'm a guy from the north, so I know about the cold. And I've been there when I've been warm as sin, so, and everything in between. You just got to come prepared. And with that good racing, that keeps you warm anyways, buddy.
Well, you know, Mark, I tell you, I'm impressed with the late models, the super late models. Them boys are on the wheel from the time you drop the flag to they throw it the checkers. I mean, I'm impressed. I really am.
Well, you know what, we're covering ARCA for the most part, Rowdy, and thanks to you, you let us slip off, and I can have some fun with the super late models too. And a lot of those super late model drivers are in ARCA, so it's a good transition for us, and we'll see a lot of them at the Derby.
That's what I'm just curious to wonder how many guys that are driving ARCA. Or if drove ARCA will be in the Snowball Derby.
Off the top of my head, Dalton Sargent's entered, Ty Majewski's entered, the winner of the Talladega truck race. Why can't I think of his name, Rowdy?
Grant Enfinger.
Grant's entered. There's a whole handful of guys down there that we know, and we'll be able to see a lot of our old friends that we'll see the following week at the banquet.
Yep. God, that's... Man, Mark. What a schedule we've got.
Yeah, this is the off season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if we pull it off, the more power to us, huh, Rowdy?
I'm telling you. Mark, you know, this was show number 42. I think we've absolutely had some knockdown awesome guests out of 42 shows. You know, I think we've had the cream of the
cream. Very lucky
the cream
blessed,
of the cream.
Rowdy, to have the guests that we've had on the show multiple times. Multiple times.
I think
so
too. I think so too, Mark. Is anything you want to close out? I thought Todd would call tonight and wish him happy birthday, but he didn't call tonight. He must
maybe
be celebrating
his
birthday. He may be.
You know what, Todd, if you're out there listening, happy birthday, buddy. We're thinking of you.
That's right, Todd. Happy birthday. Well, Mark, anything
Rowdy.
Else you got?
I think we pretty much covered it. Looking forward to next week and seeing who's crowned champions at all three of the upper divisions. And in 2 weeks being down at Pensacola and seeing my good friend Rowdy. So, yeah, things are looking up. We're going to have a busy off season, but that's better than that. So, everybody out there, have a good evening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mark. Can't wait till next week, my friend, and we'll talk during the week.
You got it, Rowdy. I'll give you a shout real soon.
Mark, before you leave, you got a winner for Sunday's race.
Oh.
Who are you going for on Sunday's race?
Boy, you know, you had to go and put me on the line, didn't you, Rowdy? All right, pal. I'm a Penske fan, so I guess I have to go with Joey.
I'm going to go with that Rowdy Bush and that number 18.
Surprise, surprise. One Rowdy to another, huh, buddy?
That's right. That's right.
I don't blame you.
That's
I
right.
don't blame you. Well,
it should
we're
be
looking,
a great,
good
it's,
race.
It's
going to be that bittersweet because it's the last race, but it'll be fun. It'll be very interesting.
All right, Mark. You're with Joey, and I've got Rowdy, so we'll see next week, my friend.
Well, we'll see who comes true. And you have a great week, Rowdy. Best of Diana. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
You too, Mark. Talk to you later.
There's a battle to win. Nations have dropped from 16 to 12 to 8. Now it's down to the championship four at Homestead Miami Speedway. The stage is set. The stakes are high. The glory will live forever. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400, November 22nd. Go to homesteadmiamispeedway.com for tickets. Only one will rise!